First patient today is June 8th. First patient is Bob, B-O-B, first name, last name, J-A-N-C-A, Janka. This is a almost 95-year-old gentleman who's been widowed since 2009. He lives by himself. I've been asked to evaluate patients for worsening dementia, weight loss, weight confusion, tiredness, weakness, and a slew, S-L-E-U-G-H, of other issues and problems, period. Patient's past medical / surgical history includes a history of prostate cancer, status post-Lupron and radiation therapy. Some time ago, jaw osteomyelitis of the jaw and long-term antibiotic, which he has now finished, history herniated back, hernia surgery times two, appendectomy, kidney stones, and bladder surgery, COVID immunization, upstate allergies, penicillin medication, includes naproxen, Neurontin, Prilosec, Meclizine, and hydrocodone. Patient's review of system. In the past month, past 6 to 8 weeks, patient has lost 30 pounds, is more confused. He's sleeping sometimes till 5 p.m. He's not eating. He appears to be in more pain. He's tired. He has generalized weakness. He also had a history of osteomyelitis of the jaw, which required antibiotics, but appears to be doing better at this time. His bowel movements are normal, no blood noted, has had more falls. Last one about a week ago. He uses a walker, but he's no longer able to use that. He's had foot pain, spasms of his legs and feet, period. Social, he doesn't drink. He used to drink one or two beer very infrequently. Has three children, smoking none. Used to be in lumber and construction business. Family history, mom and dad died of old age, positive coronary artery disease and hypertension. So we talked about review of system. We talked about medication. Okay, on exam, Bob's blood pressure is 110 over 60, pulse is 92, respiration is 18, and febrile. Patient appears weak and pale. Heart pulses, one pulses, two lungs are clear but shallow. Abdomen soft. Neck shows no JVD. Skin shows no rash. Conjunctiva is pale. Neurological generalized weakness but neurolateralizing symptoms noted. Assessment, we have a 95-year-old gentleman with advanced dementia. His dementia has definitely worsened. And has become end stage, period. He's now more confused. He's oriented to time to person only. He has sundowner syndrome. He becomes very agitated. He has issues with pain. I'm concerned about his pale appearance. We're going to order some blood work to rule out reversible causes of dementia. This includes CBC, CMP, TSH, B12, folate. Check PSA in place of prostate cancer, urinalysis, CMP, and TSH, period. Given patient's significant weight loss, increased confusion, decreased mobility, generalized weakness, patient is now at end stage dementia, which it does require more help. He would like to stay home as long as he can, and I believe hospice can provide him the help and the assistance he needs. For a patient to stay at home till the time he passes on. Next number, prostate cancer. Next number, check PSA. Next number, anemia. Next number, chronic dizziness. Next number, no sign or symptoms of normal pressure hydrocephalus. Next number, no bladder incontinence reported by patient or family. Next number, patient's son Billy and daughter-in-law Barbara were present. Next number, we'll follow. We'll report. We'll get a copy of today's blood work to his son at JANCA Billy @hotmail.com. Next number's findings will discuss with patient and family at length before leaving. the residence. The date of birth was 7/13/28, and today's June 8th. Did I say that? I did, didn't I? Okay, so that's good. We've got one more.